G-Money here on a lovely Tuesday evening right here on Facebook Live and all over your Nerd Watch Radio. I, of course, am the amazingly talented G-Money. I'm so glad to be with you here on this lovely Tuesday evening. And I'm with my crew. My crew is in the house tonight as well.
Do you want to get sued by Janet?
Apparently he doesn't care.
No, not going to get sued. Yeah, doesn't matter. Janet? It's all good.
Can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you just fine. You sound fantastic. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the show.
I feel like we should do a mic check right now.
Well, should we?
This is the best time to do it, I feel
like. No, we already did a mic check. We're good.
Test check one,
I don't think I'm loud enough.
Oh. Better?
I'm only hearing Janet. Oh, there I am.
There, see, I told you right there.
Very good.
Leave me right there. Levels. I wish I could sing like Mariah Carey.
Uh-huh.
You can test my levels.
I wish I looked like Mariah Carey.
Oh, do you now?
Are you going to do some scales?
Yeah, I'll do my scales.
Anyway, sorry, that was a joke. It's a stupid inside joke we shouldn't have done.
Personal message me if you want to know what the joke is.
Find out in the chat, only on Facebook Live. Anyway, coming up tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about Last Blood, Rambo Last Blood. We're going to also be talking about...
not if that movie makes a lot of money.
We're also
then there's going to be Last Blood Part 2.
There will be a Last Blood. I can absolutely guarantee you that there will be a Last Blood 2. That is a guarantee.
Did it end on a cliffhanger?
Maybe not.
No, but Stallone
it ended
said
with the movie cliffhanger.
He's going to cross it over with the Rocky franchise.
No, he
finally.
Certainly
yeah,
is.
He is. Where they awkwardly look at each other, and be like, "Yo,
I think cliffhanger needs a sequel."
Cliffhanger does need a sequel. I love that movie.
He is sequelizing everything these days.
Should.
Like, he's already talking about Tango and Cash. He's talking about Cobra.
Why don't we talk about Demolition Man?
Kind of a weird cut, though.
I love Cobra.
I do, too, but, I mean, that's not a big hit for him, is it?
Oh, right. I love
Cobra. He's going to have Michael B. Jordan be the voice of the car.
What if they put all the,
that's Cobra,
you know,
right?
The ice shards that... You know, from Simon Phoenix, and they put him back together, and they unmelt him.
Oh, damn. Look at you coming up with all these fancy ideas.
I should write for Hollywood.
You should
quit this.
Only somehow he's older, because it took them a long time to put him back together.
You should definitely quit this crazy comic thing and just go right into writing.
The Penguin from Batman Returns is in it.
Oh.
And we know that he can put stuff together with a lot of tape and a little patience.
Oh.
Yeah. So he puts back, I don't know why, I just put that all together. But he's the one that does it.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, let me introduce
the
crew tonight.
Simon Phoenix in the sewer somehow.
Didn't he die at the end of Batman Returns?
Maybe.
Kind of, sort of, but not really.
It's not vague, but... No? I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
You can
Speaking
write
of that, rumors abounds. Jonah Hill's asking for 17,000 times as much as Robert Pattinson to appear in the new Batman movie.
The Riddler.
Who? Jonah Hill as...
Shut up, Jonah. You're the Penguin.
No way.
He's not fat anymore. He doesn't have to play the Penguin.
No, he's slimmed down.
Yeah, he looks a lot different.
The biggest riddle
now
is guessing how much does he weigh.
I know Jeffrey Wright's up for Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon.
Somebody
yeah.
made a big deal to say Robert Pattinson's like not even making $5 million to do Batman.
He's making 20 grand.
Sweet!
He's getting paid $15 an hour.
Anyway.
He's got the same contract as Tom Holland.
He's like, $15 an hour, you can keep the suit after.
Tom Holland's like, gee willikers.
I guess
the most I've ever made ever.
Everybody really wants to get started, so let me introduce my crew.
It's fine. Let's have a round of some more.
The producer, seducer, Kai is in the house tonight.
I am still not a producer.
Also joining us tonight, Format, the gaming guru, is in the house tonight as well.
Yo, what's up, America?
I like that guy.
Also joining us tonight, he is our Dark Knight, and he is our horror aficionado. His month.
Where's my music?
His month is coming.
I don't know.
No music. We're just getting applause today.
Man.
Apparently you're an aficionado of
horrors. No, don't have to do my music. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, God.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, let me introduce.
I was so kidding. I apologize to everybody
else. Dark Knight. He is
our...
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. I was genuinely kidding. I did not expect him to actually...
He is our horror aficionado. And daggummit, he is the man who is a punk rock
superstar. I will bring it up again next time, I promise.
And yes... Does he fly across the county of Maui in a black suit and cape? Yeah, damn right he does. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our Batman himself, the Dark Knight. Get him! Yes.
That's a moment I shouldn't have.
I'm so sorry. I hope Danny Elfman sues you. I know it's not technically his music anymore, but I hope he's the one.
It's Warner Brothers, so there.
They've got a lot more money to sue you with.
Yeah, they do. Anyway, also joining us tonight,
he is the
chairman of the comic book board. He is also the godfather of comic books. He is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con.
And he's the twisted sister of Maui Comic-Con.
He is the self-proclaimed comic master, and he is
Maui News
the freakiest, the deekiest,
not even that
the
freaky.
Doggone leakiest, ladies
he's
and gentlemen.
He's not as freaky as you talk about.
Please put your hands together.
That's Kai.
For the leaky one, no. It's Dr. Freaky, Daddy Leaky. No. Dr. Leaky's in the house tonight.
Sure.
I still want to know what a whore aficionado is.
He's an aficionado of whores.
I know they put the word aficionado in cigar magazines. I don't know what that means, though.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm like, smell horrors, right?
When Jim Belushi is on the cover of an aficionado magazine with cigars, you know it's
incredible. It means he's finally got some money again. Wow. Yeah. After, 20 years of not getting a gig?
First of all, according to Jim, is a treasure, okay?
Oh, I forgot that even happened. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can stop it. Courtney Thorne-Smith
was probably
getting
paid $15 an hour for
Jim
that show,
Belushi
too.
Was awesome. Come on.
But not for working on it. $15 an hour, they show that show.
You shut your mouth. Anyway.
How long is that show? It's like half an hour? 45 minutes?
Half an hour. It was a half an hour show.
It's a half an hour show?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Come on. You should know this by now.
I never watched that show.
What?
No.
Why?
Because
I didn't either.
He has a life.
What the hell?
Why would I watch a Jim Belushi show?
I do my comic list instead of talking about Jim Belushi?
No, I'm fascinated by why he's upset about us
like
not
Jim
watching
Belushi.
The worst Belushi.
You can stop it right now.
He is sucks. The lesser Belushi. Come on, man.
Evil. All right. Anyway, fair enough. It's time to check in with the leaky one. He is the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the Queen Kahalu Center in the Maui County town. And yes, he's in Kahului Town in the county of Maui. You can check him out every single Wednesday for New Comic Book Wednesday right here at Queen Kahalu Center. And it's time to check in and find out what is new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, brah, Daddy Leaks, your comic book list is so cherry. Some mean
what?
Right.
Sure. What the heck? Is that some new slang I'm not aware of?
She was supposed to say all right.
But
instead she spelled out.
Oh, Samantha.
Absolute carnage. Miles Morales. Number 2.
You care less.
Yeah, that's some exciting stuff, man. The Absolute Carnage stuff.
Sweet.
Has it been good?
Yeah, it's been good.
Oh, okay. Action Comics, number 1,015.
Sony's going to have to start using those storylines.
Aliens Rescue, number 3 of 4.
As in Aliens, Aliens?
Yes, Aliens.
Oh, wow.
No, as in Aliens in the Attic, Aliens.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
That's even better.
Amazing Spider-Man, number 30. Avengers, number 24. Batgirl, number 39. Batman Beyond, number 36.
By the way, Batman, Batman skins in Fortnite.
Sure.
You spent $20 to get that, though.
Yeah. I'm not.
Forget
Batman
that.
Curse
yeah.
of
Fortnite. Yay. Esports. Yay.
Batman Curse of the White Knight, number 3 of 8.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, White Knight?
Batman Nightwalker, the graphic novel, DC Inc. That's like a. They keep doing these offshoot things. Why don't they just be like, make good comics?
Did you say
you know
Curse of the White Walker? Like as in like
White
Game
Knight?
No, there's another one after
no,
that.
No, Batman Nightwalker.
Oh, Nightwalker.
Oh, Nightwalker. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
We both were
yeah.
paying attention.
Yeah.
Black Panther number 16.
Why does Black Panther have to come after all the white comics?
Whoa.
Actually, I don't know. Black Panther,
it's alphabetical.
I haven't been reading the Black Panther one, but the new one, the Agents of Wakanda, that actually is.
So who are the Agents of Wakanda? I assume
I don't know. I've only skimmed through it.
Oh, okay.
It looked like they were.
My assumption was it was the Dora Milaje.
No, it's not. There's actual
agents.
Like
from the Matrix.
Types.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Sweet.
No, not those agents.
Captain America. Captain America, number 14.
T'Challa.
Which Captain America?
Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
And you are stupid,
monkey.
Man.
Detective Comics, number 1,012. Dial H for Hero, number 7 of 12.
That's what I did with William Catt on the television back in the day.
What?
Right.
Fight Club 3, number 9.
Greatest American Hero.
Thank you.
Flash, number 79.
He's being stupid.
I know he is.
Ghost Spider, number 2.
As oh, nice. The Ghost Spider?
Yeah.
Spider Gwen, sir. They renamed
yeah.
her.
Yeah, Spider Gwen.
Gotcha.
Harleen, number 1 of 3.
Yay, yay.
That's like a Harley.
It's a black label issue. Book.
It's a black label, yeah.
So what is this Quinn? About?
Oh, okay.
Harleen.
It's her story, but it's supposed to be a more humanized, told story.
Is this before she...
Yeah, so she was the doctor, oh, okay. and it, nice. It shows, like, yeah. It's a little bit more... I guess it's supposed to lean more on, like, Killing Joke style storytelling as opposed to Harley being, like, the Deadpool of DC.
Did you know that there's this thing... I didn't know this about Harley Quinn and Joker.
It's a book.
Did you know that there's like this? I don't want to say underground because that's not the right word. But there's this contingent of ladies that actually like this whole Harley Quinn Joker relationship thing. They kind of like, I don't want to say get off on it, but it's like they kind of dig Joker being that way to her and stuff.
Yeah, because it happens in real life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abusive
I mean,
relationships. They can relate
some,
to that.
But, yeah. Like I know who you're talking about, but I know that there are a lot more that lean more towards the. The Harley and Ivy.
That's a healthier relationship.
It is a healthier relationship.
All right.
There's scissors involved.
Yeah.
All right. Heroes.
Damn it.
Heroes
she clips vines. What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
Hey.
In Crisis hardcover comes out tomorrow.
Which
Jesus.
One? Heroes the Heroes in Crisis?
Heroes in Crisis.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. I never finished. Oh,
that was a good one. I didn't like the way it ends, but
I never finished it.
It's a solid book up until I think for me it was the middle where I dropped out of it.
Yeah.
It just kind of felt like it was really plodding weird. Along after
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
The Flash is in like a spin-off book.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Flash Forward.
Yeah. That's one.
Marvel.
That looks like it might be interesting.
I hope so.
Marvel Comics Presents number 9. Those are some one-off stories. We recently got a new Daughter for Wolverine somehow in there.
Oh, what?
And so it's not X-23?
No, it's another one.
That's not his daughter anyway.
Is it
he had a daughter with magic in an alternate
like
universe.
Like with actual magic?
No, the mutant magic.
Oh, I got it.
You're stupid, man.
Colossus' sister.
You freaking monkey.
Yeah. You're not good at this.
You're an idiot.
Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur number 47.
Ooh.
New Mutants, War Children, number 1. New Mutants.
New Mutants.
New Mutants.
New Mutants.
Powers
There's
of,
new ones all the time.
Powers of X, number 5 of 6.
So
I
good.
Never
did
that.
5 of 6? No!
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
I don't worry. I'm sure the following year they're going to have a dozen spinoff books off of that one story.
Yeah, they are.
But,
yeah.
But this one is the one that's written by Hickman.
No, there's a main X-Men that's going to come out of it written by Hickman, I think.
God, I hope so.
Isn't he relaunching X-Men?
Yeah. They're relaunching at number 1
house,
after.
Yeah.
House and Powers are.
Rick and Morty, number 54.
I guess.
By the way, rest in peace to the producer.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He passed on.
Wow.
So
didn't hear about that.
What?
Oh.
You don't have the internet, huh?
What's the internet?
Oh, makes sense.
All right. Scooby-Doo team up, number 50.
Oh!
Can I tell you something?
Team up!
I've told you guys how much I hate Hanna-Barbera, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
And I hate Scooby-Doo. Okay.
You're an idiot.
Right. Freaking hate it.
Because you're.
But let me tell
you're
you something.
A cat person, huh? You're horrible.
No,
person.
I hate Shaggy, Scooby, and the gang. I don't like them. But anyway, listen. I didn't know
about
this.
Are they too lefty
you're
for
salty
you?
Me? Right
now, in 2012, a show came out called Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with Hanna-Barbera. Okay.
Right.
These guys who grown up with. Scooby-Doo mm-hmm. actually made a show where Scooby-Doo and the gang
was a real-life dog.
No, it's just that what's interesting is that they actually made some overarching story that they went to this new place, like this new town, to solve these
what
mysteries.
What year was Mysteries Incorporated?
That's
2012.
Oh,
that's
I know what you're talking
ultimately
about.
The same show.
No, but this is
interesting.
There's
a bunch of different ones.
This one actually has some really interesting overarching story in it, and they actually are building relationships. You know how Scooby-Doo kind of feels like one-offs?
A lot of the modern Scooby-Doo, there's a lot of different ones. There's even the more cartoony style.
The one that I saw only lasted 2 seasons. I'm on like the second or third show, and I'm actually digging it. I actually think it's pretty good.
Scooby-Doo's good, man.
Well, the
original
fun.
Is
it's
good,
more,
too.
I guess it's more adult, that's why. The only ones
wait,
I like
wait,
are the...
Wait. In what way?
It's more, it dies more.
Two words. Red lipstick. Anyway.
What did you... Huh?
No.
Did you...
I know what he's
talking about. The reason why Scooby-Doo was fun when we were kids is because it was like a variety show after a while. They kept having guests on.
That was the only thing I liked to watch.
And they did a lot of crossovers with Batman. So I was like, at least
I
liked
the Johnny Bravo episode myself.
My favorite crossover episode, and this is going to sound so stupid, but my favorite Scooby-Doo crossover was with Sonny and Cher.
Oh, man.
They did two of those, and those are actually good.
Not the Harlem Globetrotters, because those are pretty good.
Sonny and Cher was great.
How about the Gilligan's Island ones?
Did you know there was a show called Gilligan's Planet?
Gilligan's Planet. They got off the island and went to a planet?
Yeah, weird. What? Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to throw you off. Scooby-Doo, Mystery Incorporated. Check it out. It's actually pretty good.
Gilligan's Afterlife.
Shout out to the Scooby-Doo Supernatural crossover, because that was incredible.
Yeah,
they
did it twice, too, didn't they? Yeah.
I only remember one.
They're doing one for the following.
I think you're right,
season.
Boo.
Okay, Shazam, number 7. Shazam.
By the way, I forgot to say this. We forgot to say this last week.
God, he's never going to finish this list.
I know
he's
not.
You got to interject every
title. We never got a chance to say happy birthday to Batman appropriately. There's been all kinds of celebrations and all kinds
make
of sales.
Believe, right?
It's the 21st.
All right.
Batman Day was the 21st.
I know we missed it. We missed
it. It was Saturday.
Happy birthday, Batman. So I just wanted to say happy birthday to Batman and all the hard work that Bob Kane put into that
shut your lips.
Yeah, he sure did sign.
You're saying that to be controversial.
Bob Kane
on a comic book
a lot of stuff.
Flavored podcast, you butthole.
All right. Sorry.
They worked hard to get his name attached to stuff.
And we're like, oh, yeah.
What the hell are these guys doing?
Oh, we're waiting for you to actually let Alika finish.
Go ahead, finish. God,
Star Wars, Age of the Republic.
Star Wars.
Kylo Ren, number 1.
Ooh.
Oh. That was going to be cool.
He's going to have his shirt off the whole time.
Sweet.
Swole. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Dark Temple number 2 of 5. Star Wars Target Vader number 3 of 6. Strike Force number 1. That's a Marvel book. Huh?
That was a great tag team in the WWF back in the day.
Sure.
No one cares.
Stop.
Shut your mouth.
Thanos number 6 of 6.
Pretty sure it's Thanos.
Thanos?
Yeah.
Not if you're in Switzerland.
Is Starlin? Is Jim Starlin writing it?
No.
Okay.
He hates Marvel now.
If you're Eastern European, it's Thanos.
Okay, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He says hates Marvel now.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 98.
Ooh.
Rolling up on that 100th issue.
Sweet.
I want to see how the story goes.
Yep. Transformers Galaxies number 1. And...
What?
Wolverine.
You do that every week.
Well, because there's a lot of...
He's like what will I skip over?
I have to skip something. I can't read it all. Wolverine Annual number 1 and Wonder Woman number 79.
Right on. Oh,
man, screw
that
stupid,
up.
Stupid, man.
Good, thank God. I screwed
DJ's
that up.
In the chat.
DJ Cavicotti. I'm not talking to you right now because, you know, you're not coming to my Comic-Con, but whatever. I will say
it's
this.
It's because of you. You know that, right?
I know. That's fine.
That's what he told Alika.
I will say there is other interesting comic book news. You
Did
know, Rob
Greg
Liefeld.
Pay $20 for the Batman
Rob
Fortnite
Liefeld
skin.
Is always,
no.
always in the
you
news.
You know he's cheap as hell.
I did pay for
Sorry,
the,
go ahead,
I did, I did pay for the Batman.
Who are we talking about?
Fortnite.
You're playing Fortnite?
Yeah.
Why are you?
My God. You shut
monkey.
Up. Everybody shut up. I bought it, but anyway.
You spent the $20 on the Batman skin?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Just so he can floss on the grave of...
Mm-hmm. He's still probably
getting... You're a silly, silly man.
I bought the emote, too, where he's with the...
Why?
Anyway, no, forget it. Anyway, listen.
So
Rob,
you can pretend like you're Ganon?
Yeah. Pretty awesome. So Rob Liefeld made the news yet again.
6-year-old.
Rob Liefeld... I don't know why this is even news, but Rob Liefeld got an article on him... that he prefers.
Why are you still
the
playing
Watchmen.
The Alika comic list music? By the way, we're done with it.
Oh, well, it's still Rob Liefeld, though. Sorry, but we're talking about Rob Liefeld. Anyway, Rob Liefeld said that he likes the Watchmen movie better than the Watchmen comic, and apparently, we had to write an article about that.
That yes. was like, I saw that. That was like a month. Or
he
two
He was
ago.
The one that posted that.
Yeah,
you're bringing it up, like you just discovered this.
No, I did because I said like a comicbookresources.com or something.
I thought it was
and
bleeding
it's like,
cool.
It's
or
just,
bleeding
he
cool
just
or something.
Reads.
Yeah. So I read it, and I was like, why is that a hot take? I mean, he likes it better than the
why
comic.
Why do we care what he thinks anyway?
Yeah. Because he's Rob Liefeld.
That doesn't matter to me.
He's the creator of Deadpool.
So.
And X-Force.
So.
Cable.
Is he the guy that made... I mean, but if anything, he's really the Bob Kane to Deadpool, because Joe Kelly is who made Deadpool what he is now.
Here we go. Oh, I I see.
That's true, though.
I see.
It is true.
That's true.
God.
Joe Kelly is what made Deadpool what he is now.
Oh, so Joe Kelly's all of a sudden Bill Finger now?
Basically.
Wow.
He's not getting the credit he deserves for what Deadpool is like.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the one that came up with the conceit of
you
him too, talking.
You just gave him credit. Mm-hmm.
This is your friend.
But you hardly ever hear his
name brought
up.
He's talking down
that
about
often.
Your friend,
I know,
Rob
why you
Liefeld.
Guys kind of harsh on Rob. Bro.
Yeah, man. What's up?
I don't
he
have
comes
anything
to the
against
store
the
all the
guy.
Time and buys comics.
That sounds like Rob.
What the hell?
I got something against Rob.
Well, I mean,
what do you have against Rob?
What's wrong with Rob Liefeld, damn it?
He hasn't been buying a while. I'm just saying.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Anyway,
I just think he doesn't like to read because he's an artist.
Ooh, that's wow. Do you think artists just write or just draw?
Not to mention his rationale is not a unique one because he brought up that, oh, the ending is weird, which is not a new thing to bring up because even the editor of Watchmen said from the very beginning they didn't like that whole idea with the alien coming up at the very end of the thing. Mm-hmm. So what his point of view on the it is not unique. Everyone's been saying that before. There's nothing different about what he's saying.
It's the Greg stance.
Yeah.
All he's really pulling is that the movie didn't go that way, so therefore that makes it better somehow. But mm-hmm. I mean, you
fair
know,
enough.
I can't see it that way. Yeah, but that's me versus
just,
what he thinks.
I don't know why.
He's entitled to his opinion, of course. But
I don't know why it was such a hot take though. It was weird. I didn't get it. But
no,
whatever.
It's the thing that you do.
What
we mentioned something. And then you read it for the first time, and you're mm-hmm. like, yeah, this. Mm-hmm. This is my views now.
I can explain it to you, though. It's Rob Liefeld equals ratings, bro.
Fair enough.
Somebody wanted to hear him talk. He talked. Right. They put it out there.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. I got you. Anyway,
moving on. They should ask him what he thinks about Robert Pattinson being Batman. And then that'll be all over the internet for a week.
Wow.
Nobody asked him that yet.
I think they should.
He's like, whatever they do, don't spend a lot of time on the boots.
I hope he sparkles.
Isn't he working on Youngblood right now?
No. He had to totally give up Youngblood to Terrific Productions LLC.
Oh.
Because of a legal dispute.
He doesn't own it.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
He doesn't own it anymore. He was part owner and he surrendered the other.
Youngblood or Deadpool
Part 2?
Is
that even a viable property anymore? I mean,
it could be.
Could be, I guess.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, look at Wildstorm. Wildstorm is taking off.
Yeah. Jim Lee saw the writing on the wall. He's like, you know what? This whole Wildstorm thing is going to go away.
I'll talk DC into buying it.
I'll tell them to buy it. I'll use it as my back doorway into getting in the company. And next thing you know, I'll be like the president over there and stuff.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, there you go. Wow.
That's what happened.
Will there ever be a time where we see a resurrection of Wildstorm?
I doubt it.
All
right. All right. Well, kind of.
I mean, Youngblood.
It's still going on right now.
They brought back Wildcats. They've
yeah, dude.
Wildcats
all of that will come back.
Ongoing.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever think it's going to be viable comic book material?
Like, will it become a movie and stuff?
Right,
I really doubt it.
That's all I wanted to know.
No, I disagree because if you've read the new Wildstorm comics, mm-hmm. like Michael Cray and Wildcats and Wildstorm,
okay. yeah, but we're still
they're all political intrigue based, and so those could easily be like your. Yeah.
They make great TV shows,
you know.
Oh, I'd be down.
Jack Ryan,
type movies. But being that DC with Warner Brothers can't even make decent films out of the huge characters, I don't know what the hell they would do at Wildstorm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true. Well, I was just interested in what you thought about it.
They need characters that they don't care about in order to put something.
That seems to be their strong suit.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Aquaman did better than Batman versus Superman, for God's sake.
Yeah, it did. They want new heroes, baby.
If I told you that before mm-hmm. Aquaman came out, you'd be out of your mind.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very, very true. But yeah, I'm actually would like to see a Wildstorm movie. That'd be kind of cool. To be honest,
and Brigade.
Well, so if you wanted to,
what about Supreme?
So if you want to,
that's why we got.
So if you want to, talk about offshoot comic book companies that mm-hmm. have potential for movie and TV universes, mm-hmm. Atlas, not the 1950s Atlas that Marvel Comics used to be Atlas before it became Marvel Comics.
Okay,
but actually, after Marvel Comics became Marvel Comics in the 80s. The name Atlas was back up and available, and these other creators, it was kind of like a precursor to Image. They were just wanted creators to make money,
mm-hmm.
and they were paying the highest page rates for art, and mm-hmm. they still own the rights. It wasn't like they were like Image, how they were giving you the rights to your own characters and stuff. But and it since they paid the artists and the writers and creators so well, they they only lasted 65 total issues. So the titles ran from like one issue to four issues, wow. and then they were canceled because they could only they only lasted like maybe 2 years, I think, two or three years.
Crazy.
But when that folded, somebody else bought the rights for the entire. And this is like Neil Adams has created Planet of Vampires was something that Neil Adams created on that. There was, you know, Grim Ghost or people are talking about is going to be a movie coming up. There's all these obscure comic titles.
What the hell ever happened to the Spectre, by the way, speaking created, of ghosts?
Created by these major comic talents, like people that you don't usually get working on comics together, but they were paying so good that all these major creators were there.
Don't you but remember? There's supposed to be a...
The DC Comics character?
Yes, yes.
He's not talking about DC Comics.
I know
right
he's
now.
Not, but it just when he said Grim Ghost, it kind of reminded
so
me of
So it
Spectre.
Sounds like you're listening to him, but you're thinking about something else, anything other
yeah.
than what he's talking
you know, Slimer?
About.
Yeah,
that's
you know.
A ghost.
You all can shut up.
Hot dogs he was eating.
You know what's interesting is that...
You know what's interesting is Casper. He was the friendly ghost.
This is the...
No, there is a Casper movie that is interesting because Pauly Shore is the voice of one of the ghosts. And then
is that the one with Christina Ricci?
And Rodney Dangerfield is the voice of another ghost in that movie. And James Earl Jones, isn't it? No, what? Christina Ricci's not in it.
Okay.
There was
what
one
the hell
after.
Are you talking about?
Casper.
It's oh, God.
Oh, Casper A New Beginning.
Yes.
I know, yes.
Casper A New Beginning.
That's it.
You ever see Ghost Dad?
That's like Rodney Dangerfield's last movie.
First of all, that Ghost Dad is Bill
that's
Cosby's second
puts,
best movie.
That's the one where he puts women to sleep, right?
His first
and he possesses them?
No, yeah. His first best movie is Leonard Part 6, excuse me. That's his best
is
movie.
It?
Yeah. For sure.
Sure.
Yeah, love that
if
movie.
If you say so.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, listen, so. Since, before we get off of comic books, by the way, this is
oh,
mostly...
I thought we were talking about ghosts now.
This is a, we're,
yeah,
this is the most we talked yeah. about comic books in
Todd, you ever see the movie
Todd,
Ghost?
Todd's not here. no. Any
it's
updates on Maui? I know, he's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Any new updates on Maui Comic-Con?
Ghost Night?
I will. We have the Artist Alley completely posted up on the Facebook page.
Oh, wait,
and
I've,
I
got
want
a,
to,
I've got a new update. DJ Cavicani's not coming.
Well, we knew that.
Why would you ask him to start talking and then totally disrupt him?
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm just angry.
You know the Spectre?
And I was hoping I'd be able to read the list of the local comics, local creators that are going to be there.
I can tell you who's not on that local creators comics
well,
list.
Well,
shut up.
Take it easy, bro.
Enough.
You mean DJ Cavicani?
Yeah.
That guy who is normally here? An institution at the Maui Comic Con will not be present this year?
Yeah, never
is that
again.
The one you're
yeah.
talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm so angry about it because I just love him so much.
All right.
You have issues. So many.
He's going to read the list.
Go ahead.
And you're going to be quiet now.
I'm going to be quiet. Okay, go ahead.
We got to wait for the Wi-Fis to connect with his GBs.
Put on the Jeopardy music.
And here we go.
That's a Pirates of the Caribbean
God
reference.
Dang it.
No, hold on to your butts. Hold on to your butts.
All right.
Liar.
So these are listed in no particular order, but right. very excited for all of these artists. Jennifer Ahn is... Why are you going to give me this cowboy music, man? Creator of Guayomi is based in Oahu and is inspired by video games and anime and such.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to meet her. This is the first year I'm getting to meet her.
Yeah, she's been at some other events before. So, So our next guy is Teo Duldalao, and he goes by Teo as drawing. He does watercolor and digital artist, born on West Oahu.
Oh, sweet. That's cool.
Known for his vivid colors and motion.
Very cool.
I don't know if you guys remember Mr. Ron Zambrano, the local cooking show.
Oh, yeah.
I love that we have a local cooking star. And that
is he
going to
have free samples
awesome
at his
his books are going to make you hungry because his new book is called The Hamburger Steak Novella.
Ooh,
and
sweet.
The cover.
Did I ever tell you about the incident at Office Max?
No.
When I was working there,
you guys getting into a scrap?
No.
Please tell
he
me
was
did.
Shopping at Office Max, and for some reason, my manager at the time thought he looked so familiar.
He couldn't
but
figure it out.
He couldn't figure it out, so he was like, I think this guy might be a known shoplifter. Please keep an eye on him. So we pretty much tailed him out of the store.
It's hilarious.
And then
wow, hey, if you're listening, Ron, that's why you're profiled at Office Max.
But afterwards, my manager was like, I don't know why that guy looks so familiar. I was like, dude, he has a cooking show. And he's like, oh, that's right.
Stupid. That's awesome. We've also got Adam Coles. Adam Coles is a child psychiatrist by day, artist by night.
He's also a great Adam Cole. Sorry.
Not the wrestler.
Okay. I was getting excited there for a second.
He also works with Aalohoa nonprofit group for suicide prevention.
And oh, cool.
Does great things in the community. He's working with UH Maui College. But I was surprised. I knew him through the college and things like that. I was surprised to know he was such a good artist. So I was very impressed and can't wait to see him at Artist Alley this year.
Sweet.
One of the first guys from Kawasaki Productions, Art Wong.
Mm-hmm.
Art Wong.
Irony. Ironic that his name is Art.
Yeah. Not ironic. I mean, that's actually awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Got it.
So did you learn what ironic means from Alanis Morissette?
Alanis Morissette, yeah.
Okay, so I don't
it would have been ironic if his name was I Can't Draw.
You didn't even say her name right.
It's like rain on your wedding day, right?
Okay, I know.
If his name was I Can't Draw Wong.
I don't want to be white.
He's one
dude.
He's
sorry.
One third.
You
one
went
third.
There.
I did. What? Of all of a sudden, he can all say right. that. But anyway,
stop. No, you don't get to say
that. Name.
Enough.
Dummy.
He's one third of Kawasaki Productions, and we're happy to have him. We also got Carl Shinyama.
Oh.
Not only is he an employee here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, but he's
also creator of Pono Comics, right?
He's the owner, creator of Pono Comics, creator of Windsurfer. Mm-hmm. The Windsurfer Kickstarter will be launching at the Maui Comic Con, so he's going to have a lot of information on that.
Good for him.
We've also got the Ekolu Collective, Shasta Doman, as well as her sister, Kapena. And
Shasta, what a cool name.
Yeah. Well, you know, my wife actually went to high school with her, and my wife is the one who told me she was an artist. I did not know because I know her husband. He's a very well-known freediver and MMA fighter. And so I was just like, I can't believe you do art. Let's
get together.
Show off
let's,
what you got.
Let's do
and
this.
And she's actually part of an artist collective. So we're excited to get them out there.
We have art collectives here?
There's three of them.
Didn't know that.
You need to get out more, sir.
I guess.
More than two would be a collective, sir. So
we've also
fair enough.
We've also got Headshot Heroes. He does nerdy caricatures to make you look like any nerdy thing you want to look like.
Yeah, man. They're really good. Headshot Heroes is awesome.
Jamie Masui. I'm really liking her. You know, when people draw their own pictures, mm-hmm. I really like it.
I like it when people draw pictures of me.
She is from sunny Honolulu. Graduated with a bachelor's in fine arts of illustration at the Academy of Art. University in San Francisco, California.
Nice.
Very cool.
She's the colorist for webcomic Kakikomi Magical Girls. And she's also created art assets and other colorist work as a freelance artist. So very excited for her.
Cool.
Another member of Kawasaki Productions, Mark Gould.
Mark Gould!
We love that guy.
Creator of
Mr. Ring of Fire.
Yeah, Ring of Fire himself. Native Sons. Loves being a dad.
And he loves Johnny Cash.
Yeah, loves throwing knives.
Yeah.
If you've been following his Facebook.
He likes our show.
Does he?
Yeah, we love Mark Gould. Yeah. We've also got The Hexing.
That's not what you told me last week on the show about Mark.
So you guys, who are you talking to? Slap the taste out of your mouth. That's what Mark told me to tell you that.
I'll slap other stuff out of your mouth.
Yeah. The Hexing, Michael McGarvey. He's a great guy. His horror comic set in Hawaii, The Hexing. We're very excited to, I think he's on issue two of that. But he also has a background in filmmaking and editing and stuff, so he does a lot of that in his spare time.
Yeah.
Sweet. Maybe he can make me an action hero.
like a Filipino John Wick.
We've also got Maui Boy, Noble Richardson.
Wow.
Nobleism's art. Mm-hmm. If you've drove around Wailuku or Kahului, and you've probably seen his artwork on buildings, and, you know, he did
You're outing his graffiti.
Mm-hmm. It's not graffiti. they actually pay him to do it.
They actually pay him to do it. Don't say that.
On Restaurant Matsu, the...
Oh, he's not the one that puts artwork. F the police on the side of the
road. He's not tagging, okay?
He's actually a teacher.
He's a muralist.
He's a very productive member of society, actually.
Indeed.
He teaches children art, and he's a great guy, and we can't wait to have him back, Noble Richardson.
Noble's awesome.
New presenter this year, somebody who's new to the Comic-Con, Pancho Abalos. Haven't met the guy yet, but he does a lot of 3D characters.
Sweet.
2D hand-drawn stuff.
Oh, neat.
Pancho!
So,
Pancho! I want to have a Pancho.
Abalos.
I can't wait to meet
him. He'll love that.
Will he?
You should do it every time you see him.
All right. When I introduce, please introduce it to him, Malik, okay?
Somebody I'm very excited to be here for the first time, Reed Kishimoto. He's been trying to get out here.
Reed! Freaking about time.
Great guy from Leeward, Oahu. Born and raised.
Very cool.
Yeah.
The playground. I'm just kidding. He didn't write that. That's not what it says.
Okay,
he also streams online on Twitch. He's a great artist. I love
his stuff.
Wait,
he streams online on Twitch?
You know he does.
Why doesn't he ever say that in the chat when he's in there?
His name is Ho'omaka, if you're looking for him. And
I guess I gotta go look for him.
No, I gotta look for him. You didn't know that either.
No, I knew.
Oh, shit, such a liar.
All of us.
I wonder what he streams. Does he stream fighting games or first?
Art.
All right.
He's not done.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to read this one because this one's for you, buddy.
Sweet.
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
Mr. Ron Katagai.
What? Ron Katagai's coming?
Ron Katagai is a self-taught artist that wishes he was a self-made billionaire instead. He works full-time as a visual development concept artist in the animation industry, freelancing once in a while to do toy design or concept art for video games.
I love Ron.
Here's a few things he hopes to accomplish one day. To own a demolition company called Blockbuster. To write a comic where a conservative hero has a battle with the evils of liberalism titled The Right Justice. Lastly, he'd like to start a fitness club called Slim Jim.
Brilliant.
That's his whole bio that he wrote.
I couldn't love him anymore.
And when I read that bio, I was like, he is going to give G Money a legit boner.
Man, I got a boner right now.
I know.
It's hitting the bottom of this table.
I can see it.
All right, sweet.
That's cool. Handsome man, Ron Katagai.
That's an awfully sweaty hog you got there, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's enough of that. Well, if we were excited for Ron Katagai, then we're going to be even more excited for the final piece of Kawasaki Productions, Mr.
Sam Campos, the creator of the Pineapple Man,
of the Pineapple Man. And Kanaka. And there's so many more things that I can't even credit, but he's been doing television and film, choreography, costume, weapon design, just everything. We're going to be screening Dragonfly. At the Maui Comic Con. I saw it for the first time last year, and I loved it.
I can't believe that
didn't get picked up as a show. And then I found out why it didn't get picked up as a show is because Sam Campos really fights hard for Hawaii. There were legit companies that wanted to produce Dragonfly, but they wanted to do so outside of Hawaii and without Hawaii actors. And Sam was like, no, it's in Hawaii with Hawaii actors. And
sweet.
You know, so that's... I still think that show should be made, and I don't think it's too late.
I think so too. I think you should make a suit for me.
See, you don't know anything about convictions, do you?
No.
I have none.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, you would see a paycheck, be like, yeah, you know, I'm going to sell this whole place out right now.
Pretty much. That's G Money.
You know me.
G Money!
Weren't you a villain on Scooby Doo once?
Absolutely.
That's why Sam Campos is a success.
Oh, is that
why? That's why.
You're making a podcast, not making
He inspires
money.
The heart of a nation.
Oh, does he?
What do you do?
Does he?
Yeah.
Really? All right. Anyway.
Swan.
A lot of people like him, but they don't like you.
No, it happens.
What about
I know.
Swan?
Swan Kaho'okele making his Maui Comic Con debut.
Hey,
wow.
Maui's own Swan Kaho'okele.
Wait! Isn't that the guy that
beat up that was on the Warriors?
No, that wasn't that the guy that was on my show putting up the Kanaka Maoli flag.
Yeah, the Kia'i flag. Because that's what are you doing, bro? That telescope.
I thought you like local outreach.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That telescope's not getting built. How about that?
How about that?
I mean.
How about that?
It's not getting built.
I like that.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Telescope's not getting built, homie.
Oh, man.
You can see Swan Kaho'okele working here, taking care of the store. Mm. He also runs a regular D&D group. We were very happy that he brought D&D to the shop.
Mm.
And he's also working on a bunch of titles like Ecto Eliminators, The Nerd, and Project Arcade, with many, many more.
Wow.
So can't wait to see
Good
Swan.
Stuff.
Yeah.
At the con.
Swan
at the
con.
Swan at the con.
About time that Swan is finally doing something.
All right.
Also very excited. I'm excited about all these people, but I'm also very excited about Andy Lee.
Andy Lee!
The Sumier brush artist extraordinaire.
He's good.
The master. Oh, he's a master, man.
He's a master man.
He's master man. Master man Lee.
and does beautiful, beautiful commission. If you want to get a nice painting. Jesus. And he, I mean, he does masterful work and is so affordable.
It is.
I can't believe how cheap
no,
he does
it. No, it's good. He's really good.
He should
good.
Charge
and
a lot more.
He does it for
so.
His class. Yeah, I really respect
I admire his artwork.
Last year, so he good. Had a class. He has one again. We do preview day where we educate high school kids on the college campus.
Yeah.
And he does a painting class. Last year, Steve Lealoha was like enamored by Andy Lee's class. He was like so in love with
Sweet.
With the experience. So we thank Andy Lee for giving back to the community. He's a teacher on Oahu, but... We're thankful he comes and gives his time
yeah,
with us.
Awesome. Good
awesome
for
guy.
Him.
You know, she's not here, but Francine Walraven, of Woo! Course, everybody's favorite.
Franny.
She's
the mistress on the cob.
The mistress on the cob. She is.
What?
You can't give her that title.
Why?
Even
she can be the mistress
so.
On the cob.
She can be the mistress on the cob.
Of the cob?
Of
oh.
the mistress of the
I
cob.
I thought you said the macabre.
I want to call her the mistress of the macabre, but she wouldn't like that.
She won't let you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she won't let me do it.
She also has other projects aside from doing her art, like the Low Brow High Art Movie Club, the Maui Cringe Cinema, of mm-hmm. which I am a fond enjoyer of, mm-hmm. the Indie Zine Babe Buster, the sister podcast, Revel Girl. She's moonlighting on you, buddy.
Good.
And other harebrained ideas oh, well. Like the Guerrilla Art Organization, the Ladies Society for Fine
not
Arts and Mischief.
Anywhere with this podcast.
That's right.
We're not doing
that. Well make moves.
I scoff at her
make
success.
Make moves, Francine.
We're not doing
get out while you can.
I mean,
this
list is really
can,
just,
Francine.
Hey,
let's listen to a bunch of people that are actually doing stuff.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. That's what it is.
God, another one.
Makes you feel really good, doesn't
another
it?
Another one.
Look at all these people achieving their dreams.
Kaimana Yamada.
Holy crap, man. Kaimana Yamada!
So that's back-to-back tattoo artist because Francine's also a tattoo artist, but
yeah,
Kaimana
dude.
Yamada is also a tattoo artist.
Can I also say he's not just a tattoo artist, he's an extremely great artist. He wrote Gamma Dice.
His freshman effort, Gamma Dice, mm-hmm. his first ever comic, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I love comics. I was reading through it. And when you read a handmade comic, you're like, this guy needs to tweak here and there. This guy is obviously as in love with the medium as any of us.
Yeah.
And his comic, like, was awesome. It was such fun. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah.
Well, I'm in love with him.
Well, I'm going to spoil something. There's a giant centipede in there, and that's probably my favorite part of the whole thing.
I really like the
I
fact
picture
that
Kaimana
is...
Not enough to buy the book.
Kaimana is a...
you didn't have it?
No, I have it. I'm just kidding. Right.
Kaimana is doing the artwork... for us of doing the latest artwork
the
of
new
us,
Nerdwatch
the new
t-shirts.
Nerdwatch t-shirts.
Yeah. He already did the artwork.
Yeah, so the artwork has actually been around for a while.
Yeah. We're bootlegging it.
Kaimana,
yeah.
we're illegally bootlegging
I
the artwork.
I asked him permission and he said it was okay. Yeah.
He was
Stop
like,
it.
I'll see you in court. We're like, oh.
Damn. Holy crap.
Okay, another
we'll
one.
See you at the con.
And another one.
Another one. Aaron Nakahara, creator of Fields of Valeria. He's also... main illustrator for Stoneblade Entertainment,
uh-huh.
Ascension, Shards of Affinity. Mm-hmm. You may have heard of the fella here or there, but he
Maybe.
Also has his own creation, Fields of Valeria, mm-hmm. which we are very, very proud to support here.
And
at
Nine
Comics.
Fields.
Yep.
He just made a
fields,
variation of Fields of Valeria 100% that fits
contained.
In an Altoid.
First of all, we should talk about his actual success.
So nuts.
His Monster Hunter character. So just to let you know.
He's a big fan of the Monster Hunter.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, just to let you know, something very interesting about Aaron Nakahara. Aaron Nakahara knows a lot more about this podcast than most people will ever know.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
What dirt does he have on
He seems like a very smart guy.
He
why
is a
he,
smart guy.
Why would he waste brain space on that?
well, he knows why.
Okay, sure.
He was here for something very special.
Oh, I bet. What was it? Well, what do you... Like,
we'll talk
like
about
beating around
here.
The bush.
Right? No, I'm not beating around any bushes.
Don't.
Greg became a man.
Yeah.
He was there to witness
no,
it.
No.
We've also got local artist Chase Tokutaro.
Chase!
Who's also works here at Maui Comics. If you ever want to stop by, check him out. He's here on Thursdays. You want to make a commission request. Very talented young artist. Mm-hmm. Does a lot of cool
you
anime.
You said that twice now. When What's you that? Say work...
It's very subjective. You know what? That's crazy. 3 Maui Comics employees uh-huh. are in Artist Alley this year.
Sweet.
Right. Can't wait.
And none of us.
None of us.
I can't wait. Next year, I want my own table.
Yeah, wait, you want your own table?
I'm selling my own stuff, but I didn't produce anything.
Right. Oh, got it.
Yeah, why do we have a do?
Plus, I mean, I guess I could put my album out, but it wouldn't really fit in with Maui Comic Con.
Nerdwash doesn't need a table.
It would. Music would.
Why,
dude? Music would.
Are you gonna?
We have fans.
I guess so.
The fans want to buy some merch.
Who knows?
First of all, Nerdwash does not need a table.
No,
at Comic-Con.
Serious. We still got to finish our artwork.
Yeah,
it's called the stage.
No, we have center stage, bitches.
Whoa.
Well, sorry.
Whoa.
You can say that?
I didn't mean to.
Beep. Tulsi Gabbard can say it. You can say it.
Don't, you got to get Todd riled up again.
She called Trump a bitch.
She did.
Oh, wow. She's so hot.
Yeah. She's like Trump.
I wouldn't say it's for her face because she's been in the military, but Tulsi Gabbard's so hot.
Mm. All right.
I just like to watch her talk.
You're going
to
want to hear this.
Well, I mean, it's freaking hot.
I'm ready.
It's just so hot.
I'm ready.
Dwayne Acoba.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dwayne the Rock Johnson. I was like, what?
It's pronounced Acoba.
Acoba, yes. Acroba.
Dude, man, Dwayne is one of the cool guys.
It's the fictional city in Aladdin.
I like Dwayne.
Dwayne brings a great energy to the convention.
He's in the chat.
He's got a background with Garma Graphic Design. And he, his character Mahatloa M is his first comic creation, the graffiti vigilante. He spreads his love of art through the streets.
No, he's a tagger, yo.
He's a tagger, bro.
Yep.
Dwayne Acoba, we can't wait to see you again, man.
Yeah, man.
Mister John J. Murakami.
Wow, Murakami. John J. Murakami.
Murakami.
All right.
Yeah.
Murakami.
The hardest working man in comics, creator of Gordon
For
Rider.
Sure, man.
He does. He's like at every con, just giving parts of his soul away every day, and he's just like,
yes, he is.
How much longer can he last? He's more artist than man.
Not long.
He's.
No.
I love John J. And.
Take a break, John.
Ron Sembrano, the cooking show guy, he was sat next to John Jay last year at the con, and Ron was like, that guy blows. He could not stop talking about it. He's to this day, like, every time I see Ron Sembrano, he's like, John J. Murakami, man, he's such an inspiration. I love, like, he was just blown away with John. And every time I see John, I am too, because he's just.
Murakami is a robot, man.
Yeah,
that dude is a machine.
He's an art machine.
Spoiler, John J. Murakami, this will be his last Comic Con.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding.
Don't do that to us.
What?
But he's retiring, I think.
Because he plans on dropping dead from doing too much art.
Because he does so freaking much. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Murakami.
Another fan favorite.
I thought
favorite.
We were frozen for a minute. We're not.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, we're good. Okay, good. Thank you.
Casey Horimoto, creator of
Casey Horimoto.
With the sick-ass anime manga style.
Yes.
Watakai no Makami.
There you go.
Watai wa aru.
There you go. And we can't wait to have her back as well.
Yes, Casey. Yep.
So we've also got from Mana Comics, Chris Lohman, creator of the Dwarf Star Chronicles, and artist behind Sister Shark, Solo, and...
Chris Lohman's a man.
Man, that dude is another machine.
Like, he is. Incredible.
His stickers
are my
favorite.
He's got awesome decals.
So crazy.
He's so handsome, too.
He does the coloring on Amakua Guardians of Hawaii.
Whenever Chris Lohman comes, I brush my fingers through his hair.
Whoa. Come on. That's not nice.
That's creepy.
Respect space. Another amazing human being and artist and guy that I can't wait to see again, Nobu Yuki.
Nobu Yuki?
Oh, yeah. Nobu.
I love Nobu.
One of the members of Abject Army Comics, of Trinographics, and we can't wait to see him again. He's got this punk street style crossed with hip-hop, and he's always giving. Whenever we have like an event or something, trying to raise money for any cause, he sends...
So many.
And other stuff, too. He sends like comics, and his handmade plushies, which always sell, so he's always helping us raise money towards towards fundraisers. So he's got a big heart. And he's a great artist. We can't wait to see him again. Speaking of great artists, we can't wait to see again, Mr. Rusty Bailey and the Kipaku Kai crew.
Rusty!
And him with Gabriel Peckham and Ransom Edison created Kipaku Kai. Very good comic.
We like Rusty.
We love Rusty.
We do.
He's a good guy.
He's the worst magician I know.
Yeah,
yeah, he's pretty bad at magic. I don't know if you want to keep the applause going for this next guy.
Oh.
Todd Bernardi!
Oh, my God!
I tricked you into doing applause for
Todd! All right, fine. Todd Bernardi can get some.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We love Todd.
Well, Good guy subjective.
We say that kind of stuff when he's not here, but if he was here.
You would be real mean to him. He studied fine art and literature at the University of New Mexico. He's living in Haiku, creating comic books. Mm-hmm. Creator of Kukui Project, describes the future. Mm-hmm. Astronauts from the Kingdom of Hawaii have a private space industry and recruited to disarm weaponized solar system. Mm-hmm. It's a fun ride. And we love Todd.
You can read about the 14th telescope in his latest edition of Kukui.
No, that telescope's not getting built. Maybe in Todd's timeline, but not mine.
And by the way, ask Todd when you're there at the Comic-Con, make sure to ask Todd about his Breaking Bad story in New Mexico. He'll tell you all about it.
He's the one who threw the pizza on the roof.
I'm pretty sure that was Brian Cranston. I saw him do it.
Todd Bernardi would tell you different.
God, this artist alley is all killer, no filler. I can't believe how many. I mean,
I don't know.
This
you
is
did
crazy.
Say Todd's there.
our last announcement. Our last announcement. Who has worked for Image for a long time? He's a designer with them. Helps do a lot of title work for them. Vincent Kukua, I'm very excited to finally meet.
Oh, Vincent's,
yeah,
Vincent's
coming?
Vincent's going to be here.
Wow.
And so I'm super excited to meet him, super excited to see his art in person, get some more originals.
Nice.
And Wow.
Well,
that is a lot of awesome artists.
By the way,
at this year's Maui Comic Con.
You know, of all the years to miss out, DJ.
Yeah. You know who's not on that list? Yeah. Anyway.
Well, okay, let me say this.
What?
This is the first year we actually had more artists apply that we couldn't fit into Artist Alley.
Oh, so who'd you take off, Alika?
There's constraints.
Who did you take off?
Jerk movement.
Oh man.
No, it's that's trust me, it was hard. It was really hard to figure out who we had to waitlist. Sure. Next year the campus is having construction, so that's why we couldn't fit everybody.
It.
We're going to get the multi-purpose room back, and then we're going to be able to have everybody and then some. So we're going to just have a festival of local artists.
What I got out of that was is that you waitlisted DJ Chiavicani in that place.
Oh, I wish that was true. I would never waitlist DJ.
All right. Neither would I.
He's got a first-class entry to my heart.
I only bring it up because originally when DJ and I started collaborating, that's how I met Vincent, because he wanted Vincent to do art for something that I was writing.
He does.
So
like,
I was
the,
like,
he
oh,
does a lot of good
cool.
concept stuff.
Mm. Like we, you know. This would be the year that all three of us get together finally.
And by the way, not to pat myself on the back, if it wasn't for this show, Format and DJ would not have hooked up.
I'm pretty sure that would have happened anyway.
Yeah.
I don't mean to pat myself on the old Johnson, but if it wasn't for this store, if it wasn't for Maui Comics and Collectibles, this podcast would be nothing.
That's right. Right.
You'd still be talking about NCIS box sets.
First of all, NCIS box sets are must-haves. Secondly.
Yeah, if you don't have television.
You can stop it right now. Anyway.
If you don't have a cable package.
Yeah.
Well, not to pat myself in the crotch, but.
Daniel Plagel wants to be on the wait list.
Daniel, you should have. Well, I think Daniel's supposed to come anyways.
Wait list?
Is he coming? Is Daniel Plagel going to make it?
Now
Hell
he
yeah,
has to.
He can.
Sweet. All right. Well, listen. Here's the
I
thing.
I mean, we need someone to work the parking lot. So, I mean, last year, Kataguy did it. So you can do it this year, I guess.
Yeah.
I will say this. This is all happening.
John Murakami said, hi-ya.
October 26th and 27th. Maui Comic-Con at the UH Maui College happening this year. We're just less than a month away, or just about a month away.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Girdell Studio presents the Maui Comic-Con.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Girdell Studio, our Top platinum sponsor, bill. Morgan Girdell, a pillar of the Wailuku community. Just want to shout him out and thank him so much for his continued support of the store.
Sweet.
Oh, and the Comic-Con and his wife, Jess. They're great people. Sweet. Love them to death.
Yeah.
We've also got a couple of gold sponsors this year. Not to toot my own horn, Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Well, here we go, tooting his own horn.
Not the pat myself
his own
on the crotch.
The Hex.
Like, is it like this?
The Hex Press, Maui, they're returning as a gold sponsor. They were a gold sponsor last year. Very excited for that. They do their.
No, it's like this.
They do. You guys class it up. We're talking about sponsors here.
True, so, fair enough. Sorry, go ahead.
They do custom screen prints, silk screening, ink on cloth. They're awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome custom pieces. Also, another gold sponsor, Da Club Hale, Lance Kaolu Kukui from Oahu. He does cards, collectibles, pops, toys, everything. Mm-hmm. And he's got the center booth right across from Eric Powell this year, so he's gonna be cranking in the dough.
Fantastic. Well, that all happens this October, 26th and 27th, at the Maui College, brought to you by Girdell Studios. And, of course, Maui Comics and Collectibles.
And the crotch patent.
Yeah. Don't associate.
Yes, sir.
No?
Oh.
Yes, sir. No. Did I ever mention that we're piggybacking off Maui Comic Con that weekend?
MizFest is Friday.
Oh!
MizFest 4.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
The day before Comic Con.
How dare you?
We're going to have...
It's not really piggybacking. You guys are, like, ringing them in.
Well, yeah. I decided to pick that weekend because we got a bunch of people from out of town. It's a great opportunity if they want to come see us. So that's part of it.
You're
that's
our opening good. Act.
Yeah. But we're going to have...
Suck.
It's going to be...
You're our fluffer.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
we're
do
gonna
suck.
Do. It's kind of we're gonna kind of treat it like a prom night type of thing,
oh,
Halloween
sweet.
Style.
Cool.
So it's Francine's gonna be doing a backdrop to take photos with. Mm-hmm. Between bands, we're gonna do horror trivia. I think we're gonna be dressing up, and a couple of bands. We got Mythological Horses coming down. We got Undercity. I think it's gonna be their last show.
Why don't you let me ever host? This
and then thing? The Minorities are gonna do two sets.
Sweet.
We're gonna do a set of originals, and we're gonna come back and do a Misfit set to close the night.
Nice. Why don't you ever get me to host this?
I don't want you there.
God dang it.
There is a host I want. I just need to pitch it to her first.
You suck, Gannon. I would be a fantastic host.
I just want a really great excuse to buy an Elvira costume. I just got to talk this person and see if she would be willing to host it.
Oh,
shut your mouth right now.
Got it. All right. No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, G would like to dress up.
I would
up
dress.
As...
I'd put on the suit.
You put on Elvira dress for me? Then I definitely won't buy it. Or show up.
Again, what is
it? Yeah, so that's the night before Maui Comic Con.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, cool. MizFest, where do we need tickets? Do we
no, I mean, it's a $5 cover. We're going to be doing it request music.
Okay.
It's going to be all ages. Nice. So if people want to drink, they can go to Y Bar and come back and that kind of thing.
All right, what fantastic. Time is it starting? That is what
we're
day again?
We're going to do doors at 6,
Friday.
October 25th.
Friday. Got it.
Friday.
Fantastic.
So yeah, like I said, it was I was just thinking of excuses. We got a lot of out-of-town folks coming. If they want to come see us, they'll be here. So.
Fantastic.
Michael's going to try to get here. Early.
Once again, if your host doesn't work out, let me
like
know.
Tomorrow.
I know Mr. Campos wanted to come see my band play, so hopefully he'll be able to make it out.
Fantastic. That's great. That's so awesome.
Sam
anyway,
Pose.
Now we talked a lot about Maui Comic Con. We're all I can't believe it, but we're almost out of time. So let me just really quickly.
That's okay. There's nothing really good to talk about.
There isn't really, to be honest. So I just want to go over something really quick. Number
it's a
one,
light week.
A very yeah. light week. For those of you that don't know, in the
Let's
movie
talk about
aspect,
the Fortnite.
No.
Yeah.
The
go
new
eSports.
The new trailer for the Breaking
all
Bad movie
eSports.
El Camino coming to Netflix.
I'm excited for that. No matter what it is, you were like, if this happens in the story, I'm don't. Like it. I'm yeah, like, why?
I would
watch literally anything with Aaron Paul and the, apparently Mike's coming back.
Mike's coming
and,
back.
And maybe even Weisenheimer himself or whatever.
10 characters, I think they said,
yeah,
from
10.
The original show
yep.
are going to be back
yep.
again.
Man. Very exciting.
But they didn't name them all. I know a bunch of them have, but they didn't name
Saul
all.
Saul Goodman probably would come back.
Right.
Oh, for
he's
sure.
Not dead.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So he's coming back. But yeah, I'm very excited. El Camino, you can check that
Gunman
out.
Gunman number six.
On the YouTubes. That's
I'm anxious
there.
To see it.
Gunman
I mean,
number
yeah,
six
I mean,
should
yeah,
be back.
Like I did say there's some things I hope they mm-hmm. don't do, but yeah, I'm anxious to see it anyway.
Just want
to
let everybody know that...
Maybe Thug number four might make another return.
Yeah, Thug number four.
So.
The twins? The twins with the
maybe.
Axes?
They died.
Hey, listen, if Mike shows up, anything's possible.
I guess.
Fair enough.
You forget... He hasn't finished the show.
Mike's twin,
I finished the show,
Mike's
damn it.
Twin brother.
Mike's twin brother, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
twin brother. They're gonna legend of Curly Gold, Curly's Gold that.
Just to let you know as well, not only did we get the El Camino trailer, but we also got Frozen 2.
Oh, we're God. Excited about that somehow?
Yeah!
I thought we had a Frozen 2
no,
trailer.
No, we didn't.
I didn't even
it's
watch
a new,
it.
It's a new trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one was a teaser,
footage.
I know that.
Right, so
I
way
didn't
more
even
footage.
Watch the first movie.
Yeah. I haven't either.
Does she join the X-Men?
No.
No.
Oh, man.
She still thinks she's more than she
is. She going to have a baby and call him Kid Frost?
No.
Oh. You want me to
That's
stop
the
you?
Best you can do at a moment's
what?
Notice?
What?
You spent
what?
Too much from him.
Damn it.
That was lame.
Stop it. You shut
I think we
your
need
mouth.
To take some improv classes, guys.
That was innocent. Yes, and?
No.
Guy's funnier than
no.
you.
Yeah.
And he's not even a cast member.
Yes,
I'm
and?
I'm the behind-the-scene guy.
Also,
it's not how that exercise works,
yeah,
by the way.
Yes, it does. It works exactly like that.
You don't no, just keep saying yes and then pointing to people.
And? And?
Yes, and?
Yes, and?
You know who's funny. Not G-Money.
Yeah, clearly.
Damn, now you lost my train of thought. Oh, we are doing the premiere of Joker in 2 weeks.
Oh, we are?
Can't wait yeah. to join all the incels.
Shut your mouth.
In inspiring Woo! Homegrown terrorism.
4 p.m. Shut it's your mouth. You should be ashamed
Phoenix.
Of yourself.
Joaquin Phoenix should be ashamed of himself.
4 p.m. Joker at the Regal Maya Mall Megaplex.
I can't wait to see it.
4 p.m.? I can't make it to
we're
that.
Doing
yeah,
the 4
why
p.m.
are you doing this to us? 4
p.m.? Because it's the premiere. We're doing the 4
What day
PM
is it?
Show.
I can't
Thursday.
Get out of work, man.
Buy me a ticket.
I'm going. There's an earlier showing than 4 p.m.?
No, there's a later showing.
You got
a
Why you
can't
got
we
a
all be at
a
later showing?
Now everybody's
I'm going to wear lipstick to this one.
Why do you do this to us?
I'm just going to start wearing lipstick in general.
All right, good. Well, that is happening.
Just to make some extra money.
If people are mean to me, I'm going to go on a crime spree.
Somebody in the Nerdwatch chat who has access to the Nerdwatch said that Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum have been announced for another Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, but I mean, we knew that was going to happen. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I assumed they were going to try and
get
this
together.
Might be the last time they do
it's
one for a while.
Aaron, and Aaron is yeah. just skimming the news feeds.
Skimming the news, baby.
Because, so yeah, I think he, it. I think Trevorrow, how do
Trevorrow.
You say it? Is it really Trevorrow?
It's Trevorrow.
I guess they did a screening of the of
Trevorrow.
His movie
at
the Arclight, I think. And, that, and that's where he dropped the news that they were going to be in there. And not just cameo roles like Goldblum was in the last one, like significantly a big part
Good.
Of the story.
Well, hopefully they this new movie won't suck as bad as the last two. So
I like the first.
Speaking of things not sucking, I just want to shout out to John Murakami again.
Oh, wow.
He's got several things going on this weekend. Hawaii Con on the Big Island.
Okay.
DJ's going to be there.
Yeah, DJ's supposed to be there.
Of course he's going to be there.
Mog Park and David Nakayama. Pop Culture Expo at Pearl Ridge.
Nice.
And the Mini Con 10 at Macaulay Moili'ili Library on Saturday.
Cool. We get it, Murakami. You're
He's a hardworking dude.
You're hardworking gay.
Jesus.
Anyway, no, shut up, man.
Why are you mocking people
I'm
that
not.
Are creative?
I'm
not.
Yeah,
I'm not
are.
Mocking
yeah,
him at all.
You kind of are.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I do that to Todd, but...
By the way, getting back to the point, Joker, 4 p.m., October 3rd, Regal Mayan Mall Megaplex. Come on down. We're doing the premiere. It's going to be awesome.
Give me a ticket.
Regal?
I'll be there.
All right. Jeez. No. All of a sudden, give you tickets. I get you bastards tickets. You don't show up. Anyway.
You never give me a ticket.
I got
He dropped two hard Bs on this show.
I
know,
I
man.
Well, I didn't say I didn't say that word.
You said, yeah, you did.
No,
yeah,
no,
did I hear you? No. I feel like you did.
Yeah, you
no,
did.
I didn't say it. Also.
He said President Trump's
the guys
a bitch.
That don't, the guys
no,
don't have fathers.
No, no, I did not say that.
He's a bitch.
Man, I want you to go back and
no,
play
no.
that.
Play, you can play
Let's
that
stop the show and play it back.
I would beat him like a drum.
Hey.
Of course you do.
Shut your mouth.
That's what Joe
also,
Biden said.
Also, speaking of movies, before we get off of movies, I did see Last Blood, Rambo Last Blood in the theaters.
Oh, okay. Did you?
Yep. And let me tell you something. It
Wait, with
was...
the 73-year-old Sylvester Stallone?
So I'm gonna give you a really quick synopsis. Number one.
I like how you pointed out how old he is.
Rambo Last Blood will not be the
More
last.
More people that do reviews should do that.
Yep.
Okay. Number yeah. two.
We should talk about how old we are as we do the show. I'm 41, guys.
Yeah. Let me talk about this.
How about you? How old are you?
Number two. This was a very fun movie. Not as good as the last Rambo, but still good.
It's basically just Taken, but it's Rambo, right?
No, it's actually more than that.
But they take the girl and he has to go get her back. How is that any different?
It's not even like that. It's yeah. Swear to God.
The girl takes him.
No,
and he has to try to get back.
Number three, this Rambo is a horror movie. And I'm not kidding about
they
that.
They kind of all are, if you think about
well,
it.
Well, this one is a... This is dead
He's
to rights.
He's basically Jason,
this
but
is
the
a,
good guy.
This yeah. is a horror movie, straight up. I have to tell you something. I really enjoyed the movie. The story is super weak. But overall, great movie.
I will say it's got to be better than what they were going to do with this Rambo movie, where there's going to be some sort of weird cybernetically enhanced something or other that escaped from a facility and they recruited him to go get it.
This is much better. So Rambo Last Blood is super entertaining. It is incredibly, incredibly violent.
Is Richard Crenna in it?
At the very end, yes.
Is he really?
Yeah. He says, John. John. It's over, John.
That was a setup for something, and he's just like, oh, I'm going to totally fail at making a joke right now.
That's what he does. That's what he does in the first Blood movie. He's like, John, it's over, John. Vietnam's over. It's over. That's what he does. He suffered PTSD. By the way, speaking of that, the author of the original First Blood book
is distancing himself from it.
David Morrell is distancing himself from it. Number one.
I'm not going to lie. I was surprised about it. He was still alive.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. David Morrell can eat a proverbial bag of whatever, but here's the thing.
Oh, because he can't have an opinion about something he created?
No. You know why? Yeah. Let me tell you why. Because he doesn't mind cashing the checks on a character that actually died in his first book. Spoiler, John Rambo does not live in the First Blood book.
Okay, so, that's fair, and they actually even shot it that way in the original film.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Nerdwatch is saying in the Nerdwatch chat that the Nerdwatch premiere is 7 p.m.
He's a liar. Whoever that guy is a liar, and I'm going to revoke his.
I don't know why we're talking about it like it's
page.
Not Aaron.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know Todd's not saying that?
Yeah.
Might be.
Who else is not here that would care?
Yeah, that's true.
This is what happened.
The guy that really cares about how old people are in their movie reviews.
Anyway, you need to go watch Rambo Last Blood.
No, we don't.
Okay? Last but not least. Now,
I'll wait till his red
now
box.
I know why Trump is building the wall.
Yeah,
it's
Mexicans.
Not, it's
why
not
are you
to keep.
It
it's not to keep the illegals out. It's to keep the illegals protected from John Rambo.
Oh, but so we're screwed.
Right.
What?
Of course.
Exactly. That's what it's
of course.
For.
I
he's
don't
not
understand
doing
any
very
of
well.
This unless he says how old he is.
Yeah. 73. He is 73.
We don't need to know that.
All right. Anyway.
Oh,
moving
man.
On. All right, that's all I want to talk about. John
I
Rambo and the
I want to say I'm sorry,
Joker.
But I'm not.
No, you're not. All right, moving on. This weekend, moving on to some gaming news I want to talk about before we get out of here.
Fortnite.
I played the beta for...
And eSports.
Nope, I played the beta for Call
of
Duty eSports. Modern Warfare.
So?
Very cool game.
Wait, so aren't they like six deep in Modern Warfare by now?
It's pretty deep.
Yeah, it is.
So I just got to tell you, is this new Call of Duty Modern Warfare is actually really good. The beta was very well done, and I was super excited to play it now.
I can see your nipples, I know.
I know, can you see?
Who's the cameos?
You don't
want to
talk about Contra Rogue
No, the other thing
should
about...
we have the video game
who's
guy
the
talk
cameos
about
cameos on the eSports?
No, because here's the thing, is that what's interesting about Rambo Last Blood...
Rambo Modern Warfare...
Call of Duty Modern Warfare...
Is that he's 73?
Call of Duty Last Blood.
No, what happens is that we found out today that PS4 has an exclusive on an actual game mode for one whole year today called Spec Ops. And they're going to get the exclusive on that for a year, and now there's a huge uproar about it.
Who cares?
Listen, people, that game...
Isn't it just yet another shooting game?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you just calm down over there?
I'll never understand why people love those games
Why
so
don't
much.
You relax, pal? We
I'm
like
relaxed.
Those shooty games,
I'm
okay?
Relaxed.
So yeah,
I don't know what's going on outside, but it's way better than this show.
You can just be quiet over there.
I wish you guys could see what's happening outside.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, there's skaters.
Yeah, there's a guy getting half naked skateboarding around.
Anyway, Modern Warfare. If the beta's coming out to Xbox here very shortly. Also, we haven't talked about it at all, but we got a huge preview of the gameplay for Death Stranding, exclusive to the PS4. If you guys are anywhere interested in Hideo Kojima...
Isn't that like the weird game where Norman Reedus is pregnant or something?
No, he's not pregnant. He's holding a fetus. Norman Reedus is holding a fetus in...
Are you a rapper?
Strange limerick, man.
He's a freestyler.
What a strange limerick.
God.
Norman Reedus is holding a fetus. Please, Hammer, don't beat us.
Sweet. Anyway, it's Hideo Kojima's quote-unquote walking sim / action game.
It's a walking sim?
Kind of, sort of.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Kind of, sort of.
The last time I waited 20 minutes for the trailer to go through, it was to see Norman Reedus pee.
Yeah.
I
watched the trailer.
Aren't most of Kojima's games at this point like 10 minutes of actual gameplay and the rest of it's a movie?
This one's interesting because you literally have to weigh what you put on the back of Norman Reedus' character. You have to weigh it because the way he walks, he can become imbalanced. On top of that, he actually has to rest.
This stuff is maddening.
It is. It is maddening. it's crazy. But anyway, he can he takes
like
off
it's so unnecessary.
He can take off his shoes and he can actually rub his feet and massage himself. massage himself.
This is why I didn't
talk
about
it. This is getting creepy.
It is. It's total creep. It's total creep. I'm not gonna lie.
Rita signed on for this? Yeah. Did he not know what he was
doing? Well, he knew he was getting foot rubs out of this. So of course. So
rubbing his own feet.
No. As you as the gamer can control him to massage himself so he can be ready for his next walk.
This is weird.
Yes,
man.
I know, and I'm down. I'm so down.
This is why I stopped playing Metal Gear games after 4. Yeah. They're just getting weirder and weirder.
It's super weird. So that's super cool. Death Stranding, we got gameplay on that. You can check that out.
They kept putting Metal Gears in the weirdest today, places. You know? That's why.
YouTube. You can check that out on YouTube. It's pretty cool.
Like the weird robot things that made cow noises when they walked.
Yep. That's cool.
That's weird, woo, man.
What are the two new releases?
I like weird, so that's too much.
Producer Seducer.
Kojima, so good.
Contra Roku. Core.
Contra Roku.
What?
You can play Contra on the Roku.
If you're going to be this guy, you got to do it right. What is going on? What's coming out today?
I want to hate you. The Surge 2 and then Contra Rogue Corp.
Oh, okay. Rogue Corp.
That's what I said.
Got
Rogue
it.
Core?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rogue Core, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Very cool.
So
and
that comes out
Code
today.
Code Vein comes out.
Code Vein comes out.
What is the Contra game? Is it going to be side-scrolling or is it going to be a top-down
shooter?
That
I'm not aware of. I don't know.
No, it's basically forward shooting.
Talk in the
forward
mic.
Forward shooting?
Talk in the mic. Can you use a little bit of energy?
I'm too tired, okay?
All right. What
Why are you having that? Him do this?
Is it
this
a side
then?
Scroller or is it 3D?
Well, because he's never going to talk about it. He will never bring it up.
Okay.
We just freaking did. Thank you. So answer his question. Is it a side scroller or is it a 3D game?
It's
3D. 3D game.
It's a 3D game?
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
First person
style.
A Contra
3D
game.
It's an FPS?
Yeah, it's kind of hard for
what
me.
What a though. Weird. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm getting like flashbacks of like Colonial Marines.
Speaking of Contra, I did pick up the Genesis Mini. Have not taken it out of the box yet, but I'm very excited to play it.
Right, you're going to flip it.
Yeah. Did you know last weekend it was only $20 at GameStop?
No, that's bull.
On Pro Day, yes.
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I missed it.
I remember that, too. I got the email.
It went
you bastard. Poof.
For the Genesis Mini.
Yes.
It was $20.
Yes. God damn it. I put GameStop on ignore.
Holy crap.
I had the
told
email
me that
for
when I went in this week.
Dude, that is insane.
Yeah. I didn't. I saw it. I was like, no, I didn't.
Yeah. Anyway,
so sad.
I'm still playing Borderlands.
Well, I'm on it.
How far?
We're boring Daniel Plagel. Bring up some interesting stuff.
He's talking about games. He likes playing games.
No, but Daniel Plagel says that this stuff does not sound exciting.
It's, well, Death Stranding sounds exciting.
No, it doesn't. If you say so.
Invent time travel so I can go back and get a Genesis for $20.
I know, me too now. I'm really upset.
Just steal it.
Because
it
saved me $60.
And kill Hitler.
Just walk in there and steal it.
Yeah. I will say this. I will say something. This too. Getting off of the games thing now because I'm still playing Borderlands 3. I've got...
Still?
I'm still playing.
I'm finished with it. What the hell?
I don't get to finish games that often.
Or at all.
Or at all. Apparently. It's very true as well. But just to let you know.
Yes.
Moving on from games, uh-huh. There happened to be a death this week that we should talk about. Mm. Sid Haig passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Man of Spider Baby, and of course, most famously
it was,
now,
it
of
was
the
actually,
Rob Zombie films.
It was actually sad when Rob Zombie told the story about making Three from Hell because he was going to be in it much more prominently. But the further they went along, his role got more and more diminished when they realized he couldn't shoot as much.
Right.
So they incorporated a whole new character
in the
movie.
A whole new character, right.
To kind of take his place in the rest of the script. So you kind of could see the writing on the wall from that moment.
Yeah, that
like
was...
Just when the way he told the story, you're kind of like, he's not long for this world.
Yeah, that was interesting. And apparently, from what I was reading reviews, they said the new character actually works with the three.
Well, they had no choice.
So they said it was pretty good.
Like, they got as much as they could out of him, basically how it... I didn't get to see it yet. Because it didn't end up playing here, I don't think.
For sure.
But it's coming on Blu-ray. Like,
it's like in October.
Within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty crazy. So, Sid Haig, you shall be missed, sir. A very, very cool actor. Matter of fact, Daniel Plagel knew him personally, I believe.
Probably.
Yeah. Daniel Plagel.
Daniel, why don't you call in and let us know? Tell us a personal story about Sid Haig.
You probably could.
I'm half kidding.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Guilty Gear 2020.
Yeah. Stanley K. Emsley in the chat brings up that Aaron Eisenberg also passed away.
Yep.
And?
Yep.
Oh.
I don't know who that is, though.
I
know he's in Star Trek or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's like one of the...
He was actually going to be a guest at Hawaii Con.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh. And instead he'd rather...
Gotcha.
So rest in peace.
R.I.P., baby. Now, it's time for us to get out of here. It's crazy.
Oh, you didn't want to do hard media?
Oh, I forgot. You're here. I'm sorry. Hard media. Let's do hard media.
There's not a lot of good stuff anyway.
Let's do hard media. It is hard media today, so back to some new hard media. What's new this week in your fat sack?
Stephen King's The Stand is hitting Blu-ray, the original miniseries.
Is this a remastered version?
I'm assuming if it's coming out on Blu-ray.
Sweet.
It's going to be on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The remake of Child's Play, that's hitting.
Oh, that's this week?
Yep.
Yes.
According to what I'm reading here.
Awesome.
Yesterday. I know Aaron's probably more excited about that than
yesterday.
Well. I don't know why anybody would be excited about this, but there's a 20th anniversary of Sleepy Hollow coming out.
What?
Don't give me his music.
Sorry.
This one kind of perked my ears up. Arrow Video is putting out a new edition of Hellraiser and Hellraiser 2.
Wow.
Yeah. They did a box set of the initial four, but it's getting super hard to find. At a decent price.
Is
like
it
it's
in
gotten
the puzzle
super
box?
Expensive. No.
That'd be cool.
There wasn't, unfortunately. I don't want to mention this one, but Aaron probably would. Shaft. The new Shaft.
Yeah. What?
The new Shaft.
Sweet, I'm in.
I know you are, because you don't like good movies.
Shut your mouth.
This one, however, Warner Archive, Action Jackson. Sir.
No! Are you serious?
Action Jackson.
I'm in.
There's a 20th anniversary on Galaxy Quest coming out.
Yeah, exclusive steelbook from Best Buy.
And I know you're excited about this one because you like really dumb, obscure movies. Major League, Back to the Minors.
Shut your mouth. That is a great movie.
I knew you'd say
that. You know who's in that? Captain Jonathan Archer, a.k.a. Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap fame.
Yeah, but how old is he?
It's Bakula.
63.
Oh.
Wait, then or now?
Now.
Now. Other than that, that's really kind of it. Everything else is just a lot of obscure crap that nobody actually watches.
Wow, Gannon, you're amazing at this.
I know.
You
should do this
more often.
All the
I know. I really, really should.
Hard media. Pick up your hard media.
But you should mention how old each of the actors are in those movies.
Also, Scott Bakula, for instance, is old enough to live in the property I work at.
Just to let you know, a couple of things. Got some brand new digital movies that came out today. Midsommar. Came out digitally today.
Midsommar?
Who's got the director's cut? That's an Apple exclusive,
Apple
right?
iTunes, yep. So, because what? I had to have it, I ended up getting it. It's exclusive. It's got like 25 minutes of extra footage.
Oh, no!
Oh, great. 25 minutes of really boring, awkward horror.
Shut your mouth.
Sweet.
It's not even true at all.
Wait. Is the sex scene the longer part?
I don't know.
Then I'm in.
And, oh, then you're in.
Especially when that lady grabs his butt cheeks and starts pushing him.
Hey, you stop it. Also, Crawl
Can
came
I keep
out.
Doing that?
No, don't do
keep
that.
Doing it.
Crawl came out today digitally. That is the Alexander Aja film about
It's
the
Alligator 3.
It's pretty sweet.
Alligator 3?
Super fun. See, I told you, Scott Bakula 64. What'd I tell you?
How old is the alligator, though?
I think they can get as old as 100 or 2 years or something.
Yeah,
I don't
something
know.
Like
I
that.
Just made that
two?
Up.
Yeah,
I just totally
for
made that
sure.
up.
Anyway,
I hope that when someone reviews that movie, that they let us know how old
he is.
It's the prequel to Crawl Space, right?
Right, absolutely.
The Klaus Kinski movie,
for sure. You're weird. Anyway, listen, we are out of time. Next week, we shall be back with more news, more games, more comics, more movies, more Netflix. We'll be here next week for that right here on the Nerdwatch podcast. So for these crazy bastards.
You just said it now.
Oh, bastard. Oh, I thought you meant the other one.
You dropped the hard B's twice.
Sorry. All right.
Of
course, Kai, Format. Gannon, the Dark Knight, and of course, Alika and myself, G Money. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Till next week, aloha.
Like that.
So stupid.
Get stupid.